All right, we'll go inside Allen Park with the Birchie Kid today at 12:30. Lions hold a practice, and then Birchie checks in with us for this weekend game with the Tennessee Titans. We promised it. Let's get to it. The coordinators speak on Thursday. We'd like to bring you the sound of what they had to say on Friday's show. And we'll start with this. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, Tennessee's defense, top three in pass D. They're top 11 in rush D. They do a good job at making it difficult on other teams. And I'm sorry, that's for Ben Johnson. Aaron Glenn. Let me start with Aaron Glenn. let's start the whole segment over. Take two and 3-2-1. As promised, time to get the coordinator sound. Aaron Glenn, big question, right? People, how do you generate pass rush without Aiden Hutchinson? And one of the questions for Aaron Glenn yesterday is, how do you evaluate the D-line play in game one without Hutchinson? What do you make of that?
I mean, it makes sense. It's just, it's what they do. It's next man up mentality. I think that you have to know what you know. And what they know is what their capabilities are, the players. Are they asking guys to do more? Sure. But it's not asking them to be superhuman either. So they believe in themselves, believe in the discipline to do what you do. Don't try to overdo it. And I like that. I've said from day one, I like the depth they have on this team. And they're really being tested. Because depth, we said before the year began, is the depth on this team on the defensive line.
Well, the crazy thing is, you know, when he says put players in positions to make plays, and, you know, it's up to me to find a way. This really is quite an in-depth strategy to go, all right, I no longer have Aiden Hutchinson coming off the edge. I have Trevor Nowoski coming off the edge. I have Ike 45. Uku, yes, thank you.
All right, Uku, sorry.
Coming off the edge. How do you try to create a similar result when the difference in skill set is so great? And I'm not sure how you do that. I'm not sure if you can do that. But if I'm not sure that they really did last week.
I don't think they did last week.
They didn't get killed.
No, they not at all. I mean, the defense was what last week showed me is that the secondary was able to handle it. I mean, that's wow, those receivers are good. The Minnesota has. And the Lions secondary was up to the task. The front seven didn't get a ton of pressure on Sam Darnold. They got some late, and I say some. Yes, they had four sacks statistically, but they felt like they were coverage sacks. When you're getting sacks by linebackers, it doesn't have that same feel to it that when you've got an edge rusher whose job is to take out the quarterback. But they have other ways to find it. Like they're dialing it up through blitzes. You know, Brian Branch is a Swiss Army knife. He's huge on that. And I think we're also finding that the guys in the middle, Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader, they get a push. They can push, and if they get enough of a push, it allows for guys on the outside to loop underneath and get in there too.
Well, you just mentioned blitzing, and one of the questions asked of Aaron Glenn, because they blitzed a lot last week against Minnesota, was, is that a sustainable way to play defense? Can you keep doing that? Or is it eventually going to catch up to you? Here's what Aaron Glenn said.
They got men.
Well, I mean, that's what Derek Barnes was doing.
That's another man.
Creating, you know, we'll see. Still doesn't sound like he's going to be back, but they haven't ruled him out completely. But we're talking about...
For the season.
Yeah. We're talking about, that's his formula. And can those guys make up for it? Can the rush from the linebacker spot? Because anybody from the front seven can rush a quarterback at any given time. And hell, guys from the secondary can too. One more from Aaron Glenn. Recent weeks, they kind of handled CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson on the back end and the secondary when last year the elite receivers torched them. This year, those guys are making some catches, but they're not getting torched back there. Here's what Aaron Glenn had to say about it.
When you got a head coach at 6'7" and 240, all right, and you got a man like that, and you got a general manager who's like 6'3". And 230.
He's a big man.
That's a man. Okay.
Yep.
You got Aaron Glenn loves to recite the numbers.
Yes, he does.
I think it's funny.
Well, The thing about it is, he did kind of say in there about putting your hands on people and all that, that I think the pass interference calls is just the price of doing business in Aaron Glenn's defense. That's something I'm, you know, you never want to say. And that's okay because those flags can kill you, but they do it. They get flagged a lot, and I think he's okay with it given what he wants, the way he wants them to play.
It's crazy, though, that, yeah, they obviously play a physical style because when you're man-to-man, you know, you're going to get physical a little bit, and they're blitzing. But the fact that the Lions receivers, I don't believe, have gotten one pass interference call for them this late in the season.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
I think they're the only team that hasn't gotten a pass interference call for one of their receivers. That's amazing. And this offense is potent. And they're doing it without, you know, the kind of throw it up there and hopefully you get a flag. No, they're doing it with, like, completions. And obviously Goff has been on fire the last 3 or 4 weeks with completion percentage.
248-539-9797. All right, we got open lines. Anything on your mind? Fair game. Lots of stuff to discuss. We go to Tom in New Baltimore. You're next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Just calling about the Red Wing game yesterday. It was a fun game to watch. It was probably the most fun game that we've had so far. And I'm really happy that they had that type of a game because me and my buddy that I talk hockey with all the time, we were kind of liking last year's iteration of this team more than this year's. And, you know, I think they needed something to wake them up and a couple of fights. And then, you know, Raz showing some emotion at the end of the game like that, I think is going to help this team.
Can't hurt. Cannot hurt. I mean, early in seasons, these seasons are so long that there's going to be inflection points, and that was one of them. And there's going to be times where you show up, and no matter how prepared you are, it's going to look like you're going through the motions. But this one, you know, to first of all, punctuate it with a third period goal from Kane and then get the empty netter to seal it is kind of a big deal. And I expect them to take care of some of that momentum into the Buffalo game.
I hope so. And I mean, I really like, you know, Edvinson is really playing very good hockey. And, you know, Casper, I never thought he should have been sent down, although I know there's a roster crunch. But, I mean, he's playing very good hockey. Nothing flashy, but, you know, he's around the puck. And I think it's going to be a good thing if he stays and continues to develop.
Thank you for the phone call, Tom. 248-539-9797.
Well, you're expecting first round picks to do that, and these are good players. I really like what I'm seeing from Edvinson. I've rewatched this empty net goal like a million times, and you know he's on the ice there too. And when things get choppy at the end and chippy at the end, I should say, then Sider and Edvinson are the ones that are standing in front of Rasmussen because they know that everybody wants to get a Rasmussen. Don't be stupid. We're going to keep you at bay, and you know the Devils are trying. Well, now they're going to try to take liberties with these guys. Good luck with that. These are big men. These are men that Aaron Glenn would love to describe how big they are.
We go inside Allen Park. Inside Allen Park next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, enjoy.